item number eight, but before we start on item number eight, I did have a quick request for a future staff report, which would be a reminder slash update on how the city is handling billboards for which that are either explicitly just illegal billboards and or how we're handling billboards without permits generally in the city. And also maybe a report back. I believe we either had a report on or an ordinance that covered construction fence advertising and the basically workaround billboards that have started popping up on construction fencing. So if it would be possible to get a report back, doesn't need to be immediate, just whenever there is a an agenda that looks a little less packed than this one, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Item number eight is case number ZA 2022-8997-ZAI1A. The zoning administrator's interpretation is citywide, and at this time we are going to hear from our city planning staff. Welcome, and please go ahead when you're ready.
Thank you. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Estina Mailia, and I'm the city's chief zoning administrator. Before you today is an appeal of the recent zoning administrator's interpretation of the term well maintenance as it pertains to oil and gas drilling operations citywide and as in the LA Municipal Code. The ZAI is for well maintenance, as it is commonly known and referred to, has implications for city's recently adopted oil and gas drilling ordinance, which the City Planning Commission heard last September, and aligns with many of our citywide policies meant to minimize the land use impacts of oil drilling on communities. I'm joined today by my colleagues from the Office of Zoning Administration, our Oil Regulations Unit Lead, Edward Macedo, on my right, and Associate Zoning Administrator, Courtney Shum, to my left. This slide provides, this slide provides an overview of our presentation today, which we'll be dividing amongst the three of us originally, but in the interest of time, we are gonna modify it and shorten it up a bit. And we will probably skip over most of the background section since it's already within the written report that you have already received. Okay, I will move on to the next slide, please. About the ZAI, what is a ZAI? Just a brief introduction. A ZAI is a formal interpretation of terms in our zoning code when necessary in order to implement zoning regulations when the meaning of those regulations or terms is not clear, either in general or as it applies to a specific property or situation. These can be issued for site-specific projects or areas or in citywide context, which is kind of the nature of this particular one on well maintenance ordinance. It is citywide. And ZAIs are generally initiated by the city, especially citywide ones, and are meant to provide clarity when language in the code is ambiguous or unclear. Our maintenance ZAI interprets the term well maintenance as it is relevant in the code. And those ZAIs have been issued by the Office of Zoning Administration since inception of the LA Municipal Code. They are not as common or as numerous as other types of cases, especially before you in terms of an appeal. This is one of the rare ones that has come to an appeal. It is citywide in nature and is before the City Planning Commission. Zoning administrator's authority, and this is also in the report, but I'll quickly just briefly cover it. I share all of this because ZAIs are very different from typical planning cases, and they rely upon the zoning administrator's unique authority under the charter as a quasi-judicial decision maker and the authority under the LA Municipal Code, section 1221A2, to interpret, as I mentioned earlier, zoning regulations. The authority is well established, and the zoning administrator's authority in this case to interpret well maintenance is no different than other citywide ZAIs that have been issued in the past. The next section would be the background. And again, in the interest of time, we would like to skip over most of these slides, if it's okay. And in doing that, I will hand it off to Courtney Shum to jump right into the appeal and the recommendations, please. Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, Estine. Courtney Shum with planning. In the interest of time, I'll be diving right into the appeal points that have been newly raised since the appeal report was finalized, as the original appeal has been thoroughly addressed in the appeal report. While the supplemental submissions are somewhat duplicative of the initial appeal documents, certain points warrant additional comment. First, two of the appellants, E&B and Warren Resources, argue that the ZAI is preempted by state law based on the holding of a recent California Supreme Court decision, Chevron v. County of Monterey. This argument is more of a challenge to the oil ordinance itself, which is the regulation limiting well maintenance activity, whereas the ZAI itself is simply an interpretation of that term. While the ordinance is not at issue this afternoon, we will address this point as the city's ordinance is not preempted by the Chevron case. E&B and Warren paint the holding of the Chevron case as much more broad than it is. Rather, the opinion's holding is narrow and specific to the voter initiative challenged in that case, Measure Z, which banned specific methods and practices of oil extraction, including limiting wastewater injection into wells. The city's ordinance does not prohibit or ban any specific method or practice of oil extraction. The Chevron decision also did not eliminate local government authority to control oil and gas operations through zoning. The decision expressly acknowledges that local entities, and I quote, can determine whether and where oil production may occur within their boundaries based on local zoning laws. The Court of Appeal decision, which the Supreme Court affirmed, also specifically held that a local jurisdiction may require permits for oil activity. What that means is that CalGEM will still decide whether the proposed activity is suitable for issuing a rework permit, but in order to do so, CalGEM first requires verification from the city that the proposed scope of work is CEQA compliant. This involves discretionary review by the city and a corresponding CEQA clearance, wherein the zoning administrator decides whether the proposed work warrants conditions to minimize land use and or environmental impacts. That is the city's unique but valid role when it comes to oil regulation. The city has no authority to decide that any production method is suitable or not suitable. That role belongs to CalGEM. The ZAA also does not place the ZAA in a higher position than CalGEM or the SAA-QMD. Rather, the ZAI has used CalGEM and SEA-QMD regulations and staff feedback in order to interpret the term maintenance. A primary reason in deciding on this specific approach of the ZAI was that CalGEM and SEA-QMD identified these specific maintenance activities as activities that could have impacts on the environment. This is evident in CalGEM's requirement for rework activities to have a CEQA clearance prior to the issuance of any permits, and by SCAQMD requiring key project information, such as project start times, duration, and the chemicals being used. We'd also like to highlight that we have not received any objections to the ZAI from CalGEM or SCAQMD, though they are both aware of its release. CalGEM and the OZA have worked together on reviewing well maintenance projects long before the ZAI was ever issued, and SEA-QMD even invited planning staff to present and share information about the ZAI at two steering committee meetings earlier this year. This is important to note because the appellants inaccurately claim that the ZAI conflicts with existing state regulations. In contrast, the city has made efforts to ensure that our process does not impede nor conflict with state regulations. The appellants have not brought forth any evidence that the ZAI preempts SEA-QMD and CalGEM's regulation and enforcement authority. Finally, to close out the topic of preemption, the appellants raised that LA County Council has opined that the county is preempted from prohibiting redrilling, but this point is moot for numerous reasons. First, County Council is interpreting a proposed ordinance, which is a very different consideration than what's before this body on appeal. This commission is not bound to follow the advice of County Council. Additionally, as has been our core argument to many of the appeal points raised, the ZAI is not a regulation that prohibits or restricts any oil drilling activities. It is solely an interpretation of the term maintenance as it appears in the city zoning code. On the topic of CEQA, the appellants have additionally argued that they have presented evidence regarding potential environmental impacts that will result from the ZAI, including accelerated well abandonment and diminished extraction of mineral resources in the city. However, the appellants still do not provide support as to how the ZAI and not the actual ordinance and its legal requirements could result in these impacts. In fact, the appellants cite evidence that they provided as part of their previous administrative challenge to the actual ordinance, which further underscores that the environmental impacts, if any, can at best be attributed to the ordinance, not the ZAI. the ZAI will not expand the scope or application of the ordinance, and its impacts, assuming there are any, are no different than those of the ordinance, all of which were previously analyzed in the ordinance's MND. While moving on to additional appeal points raised by one of the appellants in their supplemental submission, ENB raises additional claims specific to their operations, alleging that the ZAI will limit their ability to perform activities that they consider to be a matter of right. These are concerns aimed at the oil ordinance. The ZAI, as an interpretation document, does not restrict activity on oil wells. An operator has always needed to apply to the ZA for approval to conduct well maintenance. For example, ENB attached 4 prior discretionary approvals as exhibits in their supplemental submission. The exhibits show that ENB obtained a conditional and discretionary approval to conduct a maintenance activity, redrilling of certain specific oil wells within a specified time frame. Additionally, ENB and Warren citation to the diminishing asset doctrine is granting carte blanche to conduct acidization, redrilling, and other disruptive activities to increase or expand operations is off base. The diminishing asset doctrine recognizes that certain nonconforming uses can be expanded in order for the nonconforming use to continue. However, the holding of the Hansen Brothers case, which the appellants cite, has no application to oil drilling. The case is limited on its facts to mining operators extracting minerals. In fact, there are no cases in California or any other jurisdiction applying the diminishing asset exception to oil drilling. Finally, the supplemental appeal points continue to misrepresent the ZAI as a prohibition rule or as creating new rules and attempt to make it synonymous with the oil and gas drilling ordinance. It bears repeating that the ZAI is formalizing an interpretation consistent with past OZA practice to interpret specific oil well activities as maintenance, primarily those activities that can have land use impacts to the community and the environment. Nothing in the supplemental submissions by ENB or Warren change or alter the recommendations in the appeal report. I'll now hand it back to Estine for more on one specific appeal point that raises valid concerns.
Thank you, Courtney. Estine Mylian, for the record. So there is, out of all the appeal points, there's one appeal point, number 4, that warranted some further discussion. All 3 appellants allege that the ZAI is still vague and ambiguous, specifically in regards to the activities that require the SCAQMD notification. I can explain that a little further. At the time the ZAI was released, SCAQMD was in the process of amending Rule 1148.2. The proposed amendments were not finalized, nor were they going to be adopted before the January 17, 2023 release date of the ZAI. Upon the ZAI's issuance, the proposed scope of activities that would trigger the Rule 1148.2 notification were in line with what was included in the ZAI. However, shortly thereafter, that's when SCAQMD amendments were adopted, February 3rd, 2023, and the scope of the activities was expanded and the categories were restructured by SCAQMD. These amendments became effective well past the release of the CAI, and thus the appeal point questioning how they would be addressed is valid. Even if an appeal on this point had not been filed, our office was intending to issue a modification to the ZAI to further clarify these new points by SCAQMD, as has been done in previous situations, and as well, and we would continue to monitor that and do it in the future if it comes up again. So the proposed modification to the ZAI, as was included, as a result of the appeal point raised, a draft modification of the ZAI has been proposed and attached to the appeal report for your consideration. The proposed modification adds clarifying language as it pertains to these SCAQMD amendments, as well as other technical minor updates to bring the document to date, include verb tense corrections, references to things such as previous and current in the code, and appeal rights. The modification, if adopted by this body, will also include a reference to this appeal action. The recommended action slide, please. Thank you. As reiterated throughout this presentation and in the appeal report, the ZAI is merely formalized as a practice that has been consistently applied in the OZA. That is the practice of advising operators that specific activities will continue to require discretionary review to facilitate the implementation of the LAMC and its intent to include oversight of maintenance activities for well maintenance activities with land use impacts. In doing so, the ZAI also furthers the purpose of the zoning code to protect the public health safety public health, safety, and the environment from oil well activities that tend to have the highest impact on communities. And it's a valid exercise of the city's local land use authority. With the exception of appeal point number 4, the appeal lacks merit, and we therefore recommend that the City Planning Commission grant in part the appeal as to appeal point number 4, deny all other appeal points, and adopt the modified CAI with the changes summarized in this presentation and included in the appeal report as Exhibit E. Although the LAMC does not require specific findings for a ZAI appeal, we ask that the commission determine that nearly all the appeal points raised by applicants are concerns directed at the oil ordinance, not the ZAI. The ZAI is the only subject of the City Planning Commission's action. Additionally, many of the claims raised in the appeal are about the alleged consequences of the city's oil ordinance adopted by City Council and ZA Memo 141, which outlines the procedures for the acceptance and processing of applications for oil drilling approvals under the health and safety exception. The ordinance and memo are outside the scope of this appeal as well. This CAI does not establish new regulation. The CAI interprets a zoning term in a regulation which is unclear. This CAI is also a legitimate exercise of the ZA's authority pursuant to City Charter and the LA Municipal Code 1221A2 to interpret zoning regulations. And that portion states in part that the zoning administrator shall also have authority to interpret zoning regulations when the meaning of the regulation is not clear, either in general or as it applies to a specific property or situation. The phrase to maintain and the term maintenance respectively were found in LAMC both prior to and after the adoption of the oil and gas drilling ordinance. As such, a ZAI to interpret what well maintenance means in this context was necessary for implementation purposes and appropriate. In addition, the chief CA did not err or abuse her discretion in issuing the interpretation defining the term to maintain in prior LAMC section 1301H, and maintained in LAMC section 1223C4 as amended by the recent ordinance number 187709. The ZAI drafted by the chief zoning administrator and as modified herein is not an arbitrary or capricious action. The interpretation is based by rigorous, methodical, and extensive research and consultation with oil regulators and operators, including some of the appellants, as demonstrated in the whole of the administrative record. We also ask that the commission find that the issuance of the ZAI that defines well maintenance is not a project, as that term is defined by CEQA guidelines section 15378. And even if the ZAI is determined to be a project for purposes of CEQA, it was evaluated in the initial study prepared by the city to support the mitigated negative declaration prepared for the oil and gas drilling ordinance. That ordinance was 187709. Thank you so much for your time and consideration. We are available for any questions that you may have.
Thank you so much. And it's nice to see you, Estine. We don't get to see you often enough in front of us. Okay, at this point, we're gonna hear from our appellants. We have three appellants. They may not like this news, but each appellant is gonna have 5 minutes to present their appeal. Appellant number one for Warren Energy is Tracy Hunkler. Welcome. And thank you for your patience with us this afternoon as we had a very long item before you.
President Millman, I wanted to see if we could defer to the second appellant to go first, EMB, if that's okay.
Sure.
Thank you for that.
So appellant number two, I have speaker. This is for EMB, and I think we have Matt Wickersham and Ted Cordova.
Yes. Yeah. And talk with Ted. Are we okay if I take Ted's time for 5 minutes?
So you're going to be presenting on behalf of both appellant one and appellant two.
Well, on behalf of Ted Cordova is also for EMB.
So because you're representing the same appellant,
We only get 5 minutes?
You get 5 minutes.
I believe I had a set of slides.
No, he said that they're both on B and B.
And just to clarify, so you both were representing the same appellant, correct?
Right. My name is Matt Grisham. I'm an attorney representing EMB Natural Resources. Ted is a employee there.
Right. Okay.
So this appeal challenges the definition of ZAI. I wanted to talk briefly about one issue that really fundamentally changes the nature of what the city can do here. And while the city, I ask that you take a look at the PowerPoint slides and try to provide direct language from this case, recently issued by the Supreme Court last month in Chevron USA versus Monterey, because it specifically says that local entities cannot prohibit how operators conduct oil operations, methods and practices of oil production, because it interferes with this statute, section 3106 of the Public Resources Code, which specifically says that the supervisor, the state oil and gas supervisor, shall supervise the drilling, operation, maintenance, and abandonment of oil so as to permit operators of the wells to utilize all methods and practices known to the industry to increase the ultimate recovery of underground hydrocarbons, and which, in the opinion of the supervisor, are suitable for this purpose in each proposed case. And flip through to this language that says that it's not just about that ordinance in Monterey County. It says here that section 3106, and this is a direct quote from a unanimous California Supreme Court, section 3106 implicitly limits a local entity's authority by expressly providing that the state supervisor shall approve all production methods, meaning that a local ordinance or a ZAI, like here, that broadens the scope of an ordinance and makes a much broader scope than what was actually adopted by the board, by the city council, by incorporating the scope of permitting and regulatory requirements by two state agencies that have the authority to regulate this. And it says that, and the Supreme Court said that a city cannot interfere with these state agencies, cannot nullify the express statutorily conferred authority to decide what oil production methods are suitable in each case. And that is what the ordinance does, but more importantly, that's what the interpretation of well maintenance does, because it takes a word that has not been defined, in which they have said has not been defined, and tied it explicitly to what the state agencies do. They tied it to what the CalGEM, the state agency in charge of oil and gas, has decided requires a permit, and what they have decided is suitable to regulate. And they've tied it to what the AQMD has decided requires public notification. And it determined that instead of these state agencies having authority to make these determinations, the city is now going to be the one that makes these determinations. And it's going to decide whether or not these operations shall continue. And unfortunately, the state law and the Supreme Court has said that the city is not able to do that. And so it's, we're asking for the commission to ask planning staff to look at this again, to void the AI, because it simply cannot take those steps based on what the new law is. The ZAI directly dictates a method and practice used by oil operators to drill within the city. The maintenance of wells is the method of oil production. The staff report concedes that it is. It says that it's a necessary part of how operations are conducted within the city. this, the maintenance of wells, and I will, you know, allow you to look at the slides later, but these, the maintenance and acidizing is specifically included within the scope of what's covered by CalGEM. And the county council, in for LA County, Deputy Counsel Elaine Lemke, I don't have time to show the clip here, but I ask you to please look at it. It was the Regional Planning Commission hearing on August 23rd, 59-minute mark. She said that LA County no longer has the authority, based on this case, to prohibit the redrilling of wells. We would think it's also the drilling wells, but that's the same thing that ZAI is trying to do now. It's incorporating a definition that prohibits redrilling based on the definition of maintenance.
And that was your very quick 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. And we did get the slides last night, so this isn't completely new to us, and we did read all of your appeals. So I don't want you to feel like because you only had 5 minutes that we weren't apprised of your positions on this. And thank you so much for being patient with us today.
Thank you, Commissioner.
And I believe, so we have Tracy Hunkler for appellant number one, and we also, welcome, great.
Thank you for letting counsel for EMB go first. I appreciate that. Good afternoon, President Millman and fellow commissioners. My name is Tracy Hunkler, and I represent the Warren appellants. We submitted a written submission earlier this week, but we urge you to review that in light of this recent case from last month that counsel for EMB referred to. I have copies for you today in case you haven't received them yet. But I would like to spend my time sharing some information with the commissioners on Warren and the impact of how the ZA defines maintenance on Warren in the city. Warren has been operating in the city for almost 20 years. It's important you understand Warren is not big oil. Its only economic operations are here in this city. Without those operations, Warren will unquestionably go out of business. Warren operates at one consolidated site in the city, and it hasn't drilled a new well since 2018. It operates pursuant to 3 approvals from the city, and at the city's request in 2006, Warren gave up rights to redrill up to 560 wells in return for the right to drill and produce at this one consolidated site. But Warren will not be able to continue that production if it cannot engage in routine maintenance of the existing wells. Routine maintenance that's prohibited by how the ZAI defines maintenance. Warren invested $400 million based on the city's approvals, and at the city's request, converted its operations to electric operations. The pumps are electric, it's powered by electric motors, and electric rigs have been used. Warren is also invested in the community. It has invested in the John Mendez Baseball Park. Warren owns the land. It leases it to the league for $1 every month, pays the maintenance, recently purchased an electric riding mower. And you'll see here an Instagram post where the league is thanking Warren for its contributions to the local community. Warren is also invested in the Drum Barracks Park. Warren donated and deeded to the city the land for this park, which has 17,000 square feet of recreational space and a playground. I want to talk briefly about Warren's emissions. Warren reports those emissions. They are so low, it's not required to get a federal permit. The Air District doesn't even require a health risk assessment. And notably, ZAI and the staff report contain no information on Warren's emissions, but in the record you will see a report from York Engineering saying that Warren's emissions are on par with that of a fast food restaurant with a drive-thru. It's because it has the electric operations that the city has requested. Now let's look at the impact of the definition of maintenance on Warren. Warren operates through the method and practice of a water flood with injection wells that have to undergo routine maintenance that the ZAI prohibits. This will put Warren out of business in approximately 3 years with this definition. But more importantly, let's look at the definition and the impact of the definition on the city. Let's be clear, Warren understands the city's goals here. Warren understands the city wants to stop oil and gas production, wants the wells plugged and abandoned, and wants the site remediated for another use. But Warren cannot do that based on how maintenance is defined in this ZA. Defines it by prohibiting routine things like fixing holes in casings, replacing inner liners, and sanding up wells. Warren cannot engage in these operations. It cannot move forward with plugging and abandoning the wells and restoring the site. At a minimum, Warren requests that the commission consider revising the definition so that these routine rework operations can move forward and so that Warren can meet the city's goals.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And lastly, Mr. Itzkowitz.
Thank you, President Mimlin, commissioners. I'll be short. Tickets with Matt Phelps with NOPEC and WISPA. We represent a coalition of industry operators and employees. Our appeal focuses primarily on the CEQA analysis of the ZAI. The report and the appeal response make an argument that the CEQA analysis for the interpretation was included in the MND and was part of the process, but that, as we've submitted, is not really the case and not really possible because the analysis was done before the interpretation was final. And the definition as laid out is integral to the way the ordinance will be enforced and put to use. And so the CEQA analysis is insufficient. The appeal should go forward and the interpretation should go back for a little more work and this commission should take it back for another look. And so with that, I'll rest on what we've submitted and let you get 4 minutes back of your afternoon of a pretty long day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. At this time, since the city is the applicant, correct? So we already heard from the city. So we are going to open the public testimony portion of this item. I will note for the record that Helen Learn has left the meeting. We are going to limit public testimony on this item to 10 minutes for those against the appeal, 10 minutes for those for the appeal, that's for those in person, and then 10 minutes of Zoom callers. So we will move forward with that now. Please come up as I call you. Brittany Lynn Jones, Emma Silver.
Cecilia Lemus, for the record. Pardon my interjection, Commission President Mimlin, but we do have to interpret that in Spanish, and we do have Jonathan here for that. Oh,
thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Jonathan Ayon, interpreting in Spanish for the record. Antes de abrir este testimonio público sobre este tema, me gustaría anunciar que hay interpretación verbal del español a inglés disponible para comentarios de público. Hoy limitaré el periodo de comentarios públicos. Esto incluye la participación remota para el formato de reunión híbrida. Asignaré 45 minutos a los miembros del público que apoyen el proyecto y 45 minutos. Van a ser 15 minutos a los miembros del público que apoyen el proyecto y 15 minutos a los miembros del público que se oponen al proyecto. Asignaré 15 minutos a miembros que participen de forma remota a través del seminario web de Zoom. Primero, leeré todas las instrucciones de participación y luego procederé. Commission President Mimlin, you may proceed.
Thank you. We are now going to open the public testimony for this item. I'm going to call the in-person speakers. Emma Silber, Brittany Lynn Jones, Mauro Kakosian, Richard Parks, Tiana Shaw Wakeman, Ashley Hernandez, and Tyler Earl. Welcome.
Would you like us to go in the order you called our names?
You can go in whatever order you'd like. So first one, first come, first serve.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Mauro Kakosian, here with Physicians for Social Responsibility Los Angeles and the Stand LA Coalition, Stand Together Against Neighborhood Drilling. We are very concerned about the oil industry's appeal for oil well maintenance. PSRLA is an organization of medical and health professionals, and we are concerned about the public health threats associated with oil well maintenance, especially in vulnerable populations. The definition of well maintenance positions the city of Los Angeles to exercise its long-held authority to require public review and a zoning administrator's determination of conditions for oil well maintenance. For too long, highly toxic oil well maintenance activities have taken place next door to homes and medical facilities, hidden behind walls with no notice to residents and insufficient protections. Action by the City of Los Angeles to protect residents from highly toxic oil well maintenance, including acid maintenance, is overdue and urgently needed. And I urge you to deny the oil industry's appeals and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you can come right up after the last person spoke. Welcome.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Brittany Lou Jones. I work with Redeemer Community Partnership and am part of the Stand LA Coalition. I am also a resident of South LA and live just down the street from an active oil production facility. My neighbors and I have been long exposed to the thousands of gallons of highly toxic acid that are so commonly used and often without warning in well maintenance. The other week, we experienced intense fumes of burning plastic the same 2 days we saw a maintenance workover rig up at the site. These chemicals and substances pollute our air, trespass into our homes, lungs, and bodies, and will certainly have an impact on our health now and in the future. Our city can and should leverage its granted land use authority to make sure their constituents are healthy and safe. Action by the City of LA to protect residents from maintenance, including acid jobs, is overdue. I urge you to deny the appeal and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Emma Silber with Physicians for Social Responsibility and Stand LA Coalition. I'm here to urge the commission to uphold the zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance from January of this year in order to protect the health and safety of frontline communities living near active oil drilling. For too long, highly toxic oil well maintenance activities have taken place next door to homes and medical facilities, hidden behind walls with no notice to residents and insufficient protections. This interpretation creates more regulations around reviewing and reporting of maintenance activities that can cause serious negative harm to nearby residents. The chemicals used in certain maintenance activities have been proven to include air toxins, carcinogens, and endocrine disrupting chemicals. It is of the utmost importance that residents are made aware of when and where these activities are occurring so that they can better protect themselves and their families. Therefore, I urge you to deny the oil industry's appeal and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hello, my name is Tiana and I'm representing Black Women for Wellness in Stand LA. Black Women for Wellness is a reproductive justice organization committed to the health and well-being of Black women and girls. I urge you to deny the oil industry's appeals and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance to better protect the population I serve and represent in South LA. We, the public, are not given enough information about the chemicals used during certain operations like acidization. With that said, research on acidizing projects by South Coast AQMD found that these projects use the same chemicals used for fracking. A study published by the Journal of Environmental Epidemiology found that prenatal exposure to hydraulic fracturing, in large part because of chemicals used, was associated with adverse birth outcomes in urban and rural California. If the ZI definition of well maintenance is upheld, this highly harmful industrial operation that uses the same chemicals as fracking would be able to be better regulated and potentially increase transparency to residents in harm's way. So please protect Black women and girls, reject the oil industry's appeals, and adopt the ZA's interpretation.
Thank you. You guys worked these out ahead of time. You're like right on the minute mark, each of you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Richard Parks. I serve with Redeemer Community Partnership in South Central Los Angeles, where I'm also a longtime resident. In our community, when an oil company comes in to perform acid maintenance or well maintenance, it generally involves 2 to 4 massive tanker trucks, each one with a carrying capacity of 5,000 gallons. 5,000 gallons of toxic acid, air carcinogens, endocrine disruptors, chemicals that disrupt reproductive health across generations. Workers for the oil industry on their side of the wall, they're wearing head-to-toe protective gear, standing behind red danger tape. Meanwhile, residents right next door have no warning. The ambient fumes from one of these acid jobs was so intense that it killed the plants outside the drill site on the downwind corner. The ZAI creates a path for the city to begin protecting residents. Please reject this appeal. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley Hernandez, and I am with Communities for a Better Environment in Stand LA. I'm also a resident in District 15, Wilmington, California. And I'm here to echo what our partners are calling for the protection of frontline residents suffering through the toxic oil wells and any possible acid maintenance that may happen next door to neighbors. As a resident in Wilmington that lives around 400 feet from Warren EMP, I will bet my left lung it's not a small business, it's not a mom and pop shop. McDonald's does not expose me to methane the way that Warren does. Endocrine receptors, any kind of issues like that that our community is dealing with every single moment, every single day, Warren EMP is absolutely complicit in allowing that harm to take place in my community. I urge you to listen to impacted residents dealing with toxic carcinogens, endocrine receptors, and many more air toxins in our communities, and deny the oil industry's appeals to adopt the ZA's interpretation of well maintenance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Tyler Earl for Communities for a Better Environment in Stand LA. I'm a staff attorney. Urging you to reject the appeal and adopt the ZAI interpretation. I think the staff report prepared in this case was very thorough and should be adopted completely. I want to commend staff for a very thorough report that acknowledges that the dangers of acid reworks and maintenance, I believe, is on page 831. Highly recommend reviewing that. This is vital for environmental justice. Wilmington is already impacted by so much environmental racism, and Warren is just one of the many examples. And so listening to the attorneys today, you'd think that this interpretation was stopping maintenance, but it's really just asking them to get a permit. So if you want to protect environmental justice, please reject the appeal.
Thank you. Okay, at this time we are going to call our Zoom speakers. Marcos, please go ahead and call our speakers.
Will do. Marcos Godoy for the record. Caller Wendy, you're unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hi, my name is Wendy Miranda, and I'm with Esperanza Community Housing, a member of the Stand LA Coalition. I'm also a resident of CD15. And I urge you to deny the oil industry's appeal and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance. For too long, highly toxic oil well maintenance activities have taken place next door to homes, schools, and medical facilities, hidden behind walls with no notice to residents and insufficient protections. These activities have exposed residents to chemicals that include air toxins, carcinogens, and endocrine disruptors, chemicals that disrupt our health across generations. Oil well maintenance can have substantial land use impacts and should be reviewed by a zoning administrator to minimize the effects on neighboring properties and to protect the health of nearby residents. So the city of LA needs to protect residents from highly toxic oil well maintenance, including acid maintenance. So again, I urge you to deny the oil industry's appeal and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation.
Thank you.
Caller Agustin, you're unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Agustin Cabrera. I'm the Policy Director at Strategic Concepts in Organizing and Policy Education and a CD14 resident. SCOPE is a grassroots-based building organization in South LA. And on behalf of our membership, some who live about 30 feet from active oil drilling sites, I urge you to deny the oil industry's appeals and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance action by the city to protect residents from highly toxic oil well maintenance, including acid maintenance, is overdue and urgently needed. And I just want to echo my colleagues' comments around the environmental and health impacts, both those who are in the chambers currently with you and those who have called in. Immediate action needs to be done. And again, please deny the oil industry's appeals and adopt the zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance. Thank you. Thank
you. Caller Liberty, you're unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hi there, this is Andres Gonzalez. Calling in today, or in CD2, calling in today in support of including oil maintenance. We know that in this fight, oil companies are trying to understand and trying to use every mechanism on the pathway towards this ordinance in order to weaken out and to eliminate this phase out, to stop it as much as possible throughout each of these steps. We've had many hearings, many public comments for folks directly impacted, whose health, whose families, whose loved ones have been impacted by these oil industries. I think the inclusion of oil maintenance will be pivotal, and research on maintenance and acidizing projects in the South Coast Air Quality Management District found several of these projects using the same chemicals for hydraulic rock fracturing and other forms of oil well stimulation. I think time is overdue, and therefore we ask for a review by a zoning administrator to minimize the effect on neighboring properties, as well as asking for the City of Los Angeles to take the steps in protecting residents.
Thank you.
That is the last hand raised right now.
And do we have any neighborhood council members with us today?
Cecilia Lemos, for the record. I did not receive a community impact statement report or a resolution for this item, but I know that we do have council office for District 5.
Say next, Craig Bullock, thank you for spending your day with us. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here. Good afternoon. My name is Craig Bullock, and I'm with the Office of City Council President Paul Corian. I'm here on his behalf to express his support for the Department of City Planning's recommended actions that are before you today. The Council President has long been a leader on this issue. Oil and gas operations have been associated with negative health and safety impacts, especially when they occur in close proximity to sensitive uses such as residential, parks, schools, and healthcare facilities. It is for these reasons that the Council President has concluded, given his support for these actions. The Council President would also like the Department of City Planning staff for the diligent work that they've done on this very important health matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have also Jason Douglas from CD5.
Great, welcome. Please go ahead when you're ready.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Jason Douglas, Planning Director with Council District 5, Office of Katie Hiroslavsky. Last year, City Council determined that all existing gas and oil wells are legally non-conforming use and voted to halt approvals for all new oil and gas drilling projects, except if it's to prevent or to respond to a threat to public health, safety, or the environment, as determined by the zoning administrator. The city stood with frontline communities to reduce exposure to toxic chemicals and pollutants from well operations. This zoning administrator's interpretation is common sense language to implement the ordinance. This interpretation is necessary to consistently apply our existing code to regulate oil and gas activity in Los Angeles and provide transparency on what work may have a CEQA impact on the community. The councilwoman supports the recommendations made in city planning's determination to adopt the modified zoning administrator's interpretation of well maintenance. We need to hold the oil industry to the strictest standards and consistently enforce oil regulations in the city. The councilwoman also wishes to uplift and echo Stand LA Coalition's comments on the urgent need to prioritize the health and safety of residents living near oil drilling throughout the city.
Thank you so much. And that was our last public speaker. So I'm going to go ahead and close the public testimony portion of this hearing. Planning staff, is there anything you'd like to address?
Estede Mylian from Planning Department. No, I think all the points were already addressed in our presentation and included in the report. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then we will begin our deliberations. I want to start by thanking staff for a very clear and easy to follow technical staff report. The appellants, thank you also for presenting us with very clear appeal points. And of course, members of the public and from the Stand LA Coalition for being here today and sharing your experiences with us and council offices as well. I have no questions. This was fairly straightforward for me, but then again, I was here when we first heard this item. Are there any questions, comments, concerns from my colleagues? Seeing none, do we have, I'm going to make the motion actually just because it's a little different than usual. I am going to move staff's recommended actions, which is to not deny in part and grant in part the appeals.
Commissioner Noonan, before I second, I wanted to see if staff had any comments you wanted to provide on the appeals.
We did that.
Okay, then I will second.
Thank you, and always appreciate a good double check.
It's been a long day.
Thank you, Cecilia. We have a motion and a second. Will you please call for the vote?
Cecilia Lamas for the record. Commission President Millman?
Yes.
Commissioner Noonan?
Yes.
Commissioner Gold?
Yes.
Commissioner Zamora?
Yes.
Commission Vice President Lachey?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. And we are adjourned at 3:46. Thank you for spending the day with us in this refrigerator of the council chamber. Thank you.